agenda out there. They appropriated $1,000 for the aquarium for Fisher for a surf festival, and it didn't happen, so Port Fisher has asked what we would like them to do with the money.
Check, money order.
Or cash.
But we'll get all that change out of the aquarium thing. Yes, ma'am.
They want to charge us for coming to the festival next spring, so I think we can have them deduct that from it.
I tell you, in all seriousness, those people down at the aquarium are getting ready to get banged over the head because they told us from what discussions with them. They're supposed to cut 15% of those last year, and they're going to have to cut another 15%. So they're going to be scrambling.
I make a motion that we've been given them $250 for Halloween,
which they have not asked for. And it's next week.
And they haven't asked for.
They haven't asked for.
I don't suggest we take back $750 or $250.
They have not asked for a preparation for Halloween since 2008.
The proper thing to do is this money was appropriated for a specific event, which has not taken place.
Right.
So we need the money returned to the general coffers.
I make a motion to return $1,000 to the general coffers.
Absolutely.
Do I have that?
Now we're holding our own discussion here, right?
Have they given us any indication at all of what other program they'd like to spend it on?
Well, whatever y'all do with it, it's up to you, but as far as
they haven't
tried to earmark it for something in particular.
No.
I was told that they could certainly use it for other programs, but that because of staffing, they were not going to be able to hold this particular event, and since it was earmarked for that, that's why they came to ask us.
I have a motion and a second to return money to the general fund
until such time as they come up with something.
No.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I'm going to, since we're on new business, I'd like to add, can I add item 6? Are we too far along, Andy?
Council will have to vote on it.
Okay. We'll move ahead. Number 2, discussion and consideration of local government participation certification. This is that 300-page document on Nancy's desk, and I'm sure you've read it.
No, it's not.
This is another.
Mm-hmm. This is only if any of our residents were to apply, any low-income, to apply for any grants, they wouldn't be eligible for that if we don't participate in the program.
And we may have some people that would be eligible for this, so.
Motion and second.
Second, then the discussion and vote. Do I have a motion to adopt this?
I make the motion.
And I'll second it.
Any discussion?
This is HUD money that comes through the North Carolina Department of Commerce for low-income people to be able to rehab their homes. I'm really sorry Juan Costin isn't here, but I guess one of my concerns is there are usually other strings attached to this, and that is how many assets you have. And I'm afraid that some of our residents who are, you call it land poor, that because of the tax revaluation on our town, they're living on property that appears to be extremely valuable in homes that desperately need assistance. And I'm afraid that maybe some of the HUD regulations will prevent them from participating because of the value that the county has set on their property. And I'd like to know if that's true, because if so, we may not have any residents, homeowners that qualify. But like to know.
Well,
and I hope we'll publicize it enough that a lot of our homeowners will come forward and at least try to obtain it.
Well, we have some seniors that do still own their own homes and are struggling, so I think this is something like these.
Any more?
No, I just was kind of enlightened by Emily about the fact that there may be some other strings attached to it, of course.
It's the government, it's always strings attached. Nancy, this was primarily sent to us in the county for low-income folks in the other end of the county, and we had to participate in it to make the rest of the county eligible with it.
That's the other. We had to sign off on it. That means even if we just have one homeowner that could qualify, they wouldn't be able to participate unless we. And it doesn't cost us anything to participate in it.
Any strings on the one you got there, Nancy?
No, this is very general.
Okay.
I mean, it was my understanding the way that I interpreted what she said to me was. It's similar to FEMA. If you don't adopt a FEMA ordinance, then your residents can't qualify for flood insurance. I took this to be on the same level. If we don't participate in this, our residents can't even see if they qualify.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor to sign a local government participation certificate. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Number three, discussion and consideration of membership in the Water Resources Congress. The Water Resource Congress is a $250 annual fee, and they are pretty much the front runners when we are lobbying with Congress for beach renourishment and keeping the waterways and inlets open. And I asked Nancy to put this on there. I think this, in my opinion, would be $250 very well spent. So I'd like to make a motion to spend out of the general fund $250 for an annual membership to the Water Resources Congress.
Second.
A motion and second. Discussion.
Is that to spend one or two people?
We'll have to ask the liaison of Public Works. His calendar is getting pretty full, but we can decide on that in a later day.
Okay.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, Mr. Miller, you have item four, discussion of paying parking.
Yes. We need to start thinking about something in that direction. We certainly are not getting any use of the parking away from the beach, and that might be a way to direct some of the parking away from directly at our parking, at our beach oceanfront parking lots, to utilize some of the parking that is perhaps a block or two away from the beach, and they could walk rather than pay the parking.
So you think this would give them an incentive to use some of the parking farther back from?
Yes, and walk. Especially if the parking fee was enough to make a little revenue off of it.
Well, this is for discussion tonight. Do we have any discussion? Tony, would you like to comment? You've had two of these paid parking surveys. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm sure that we'll get
okay.
It on.
Okay, that's what I brought this for. We had three parking studies when Chuck was chairperson and before him, and they all came up with that paid parking was not very viable in the town of Perry Beach. That's what they said. But we we are looking at different areas. We're looking at Joe Eats Park for parking. We're looking at the corral. But are you talking about putting paid parking in the entire town, Barry, or just a certain section of town?
Just a certain section.
If you put paid parking, it has to go in the entire town. Paid parking.
Why?
If it's gonna work.
It's one paid for so.
They did the revenue schedules, and I'm sure you don't have that with you, but
with the spots that we have, according to the parking, the MPO when they came in. It says here approximately 719 spots. And I'm not sure exactly where Joe Eats Park wasn't even in the mix then. It was in the mix up to the telephone poles. But matter of fact, I'm meeting with a woman tomorrow from Lanier Parking to help us lay out Eats Park and the Corral Parking tomorrow to see if it's viable to do that. And let her look at different parts of town. And it would be Town Hall, the community center, on-street parking. And it's a big issue. It's not like an overnight yes or no, we're going to put paid parking in the town.
Right.
Maybe downtown it'll be paid parking by hours. And if you go farther out, it would be paid parking for the day. Who knows how it's ever going to work out. But I know we were asked to look into it. That was the first step.
When you have your discussions with this young lady, can you bring your findings back to us at the next council?
Sure.
My thought was only to start a discussion. I didn't want to...
Well, this was a discussion because Slap is looking into it because of the disc golf. And if disc golf takes off like everyone says, parking that we have there is not really adequate, and there's no facilities for here I am again with bathrooms. There's no bathroom facilities there, for the park, or if you do go to this golf and it gets to be a big thing. So we are looking at it, and this is the parking company from Carolina Beach, and I already said to her that it's no obligation. We're not going to give you, if you go into bids, it's your chance is as good as any other company that comes in to give us a bid. They sent us letters saying that they would like to help us, and I'm taking advantage of that letter stating that.
Why does it have to be in the entire town?
That's what I don't understand.
If you go to paid parking, the way they explained it to us, if you go to pay the parking companies that came before Slack when Chuck was chairperson, and when they said that, they said either you do all parking or no parking. This is how they're going to make money.
This is how who's going to make money? Lanier?
We charge parking. A part of that is going to come into Fury Beach.
That's the problem that Carolina Beach is having right now. They're kicking out Lanier and doing it themselves, as I understand.
Well, I'm just starting. This is baby steps. We're just getting an idea of how many parking spaces we could put there and how many we could put in the Corral parking. And they said they would help us. So anytime you get free help from a professional, you take advantage of it, not advantage of the company, but advantage of the free help. And that's what we're doing. So we'll have, maybe we could put 90 cars there. I don't know for a fact.
I just want the discussion to get started.
Well, we are. Slap is always looking into it, and Slap is taking care of parking.
What time do you meet with this young lady?
10 o'clock in the morning.
Were you available at 10 o'clock?
No, actually, I've got a seminar.
I think you'll gather that information when you're ready. We'll see what she's doing.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Item 5, discussion and consideration of rescheduling the December council meeting from Tuesday the 21st to Tuesday the 14th because of the proximity to Christmas. That's why you're going to be out there. All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
the item?
$1,000 from the aquarium?
Yes, I make a motion you can add to the agenda.
Oh, thank you.
For discussion.
For discussion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say what I say. $1,000 is going to be returned to the general fund. I would like to make a motion that we appropriate that $1,000 for the employee appreciation dinner, particularly since they went above and beyond the storm and everything we had, and I think that would be money well spent. And that's my motion. They had a $2,000 budget last year. Last year.
One. I was told it was one last year. It's one this year.
I thought it was 2,000. I
don't know.
Last year? Anyway, the discussion would be to use a part of it at council's discretion for the appointment.
I'm for it.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Is there an amount that y'all would like to use other than $4,000?
I think we
what's not that. Needed can be put, that's $2,000. What's not needed go back into the coffers.
See, our coach coming into town hall, are we?
Lobster is here.
I have a motion and a second to allow the appropriation of $1,000 from the aquarium to be used as part of the employee appreciation dinner, and any money's not used to be returned to the general fund.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right, you can get some more lobster bits or whatever y'all want to serve.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we're going to go into a closed session for a discussion with our attorney.
Motion. Need a motion.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
May I take a request?